Today's Mishnah is our first Mishnah in Masechet Shevi'it. Wow, amazing. But before we start our Mishnah, we need to have a little bit of an introduction at least, maybe not much, because that would take some time. But we do need a little bit of an introduction. And the first parak is going to be discussing exactly what we were talking about in our Gemara yesterday, which is like the din of Esther Netiyos. So what is the halacha prior to Shvius? But before we get to the prior to Shvius, let's discuss the inyanim of Shvius itself. So we have this, we have basically a very strange definition in the Torah of what it is that we're supposed to be makbid on. There's only four things that are mentioned in detail in the Torah. So it says, Satcha lo tizra and karmacha lo tizmor. Now, the funny thing is, remember back in Shabbos, that Zmira, which is an encouraging of a tree to actually flourish, is included in Zriya, because it is something that makes things grow, and therefore it's part of being Zoreya. And from there, the Gemara is Doresh, that since Zriya anyway was Bichlal Zriya, it must be that the Torah is coming to limit the chiyuv to these two things particularly, this av and its tolda, and that's it, which is means that all of the other things that we might consider to be being over, I mean, it does say v'shavsoh ha'aretz, right? So Shabbat Shabbaton yela aretz. So certainly in terms of the mitzvah, we're supposed to give the earth a break. So, I mean, that would mean you can't do, let's say, plowing, right? But the Torah does not mention plowing. It only mentions these two things, which means that midiraisa, the lav, is limited to the specifics that are mentioned. That's in terms of the Aveda Sakarka. So the idea specifically, only Satcha lo tizra, Karmacha lo tizmor. And we have a remez to the idea of Becharish u'Bakatzir. This is Tishbot, that there's also a chiev to be Shoves from Charisha. And we have a drush over there that this is talking about even before Shvius or immediately after Shvius. And this is a reference to the next two issues. These are the issues of the earth. What about the din of what the earth grows? So there's also two things that are mentioned in terms of what the earth grows, which has nothing to do with working the earth. And there it says, Etzviach tzircha lo tiktsor, vet invein izirecha lo tiftsor. Now again, bitzira, which is a reference to gathering grapes, is simply a variation on the theme of kitzira, of grain, as we saw by Shabbos. We have exactly the same diuk. Why is it that the Torah would have mentioned dafka, these two things? So it's got to be telling me that these are the only two things that you're b'chayev on, and anything else would not be a chiyev, which means that the only iser is not to be kotzer the normal way you would do the kitzira, meaning to take it as your own. Not to be botzer the normal way you would do the betzira. It does not mean you can't eat it. You could certainly eat it, and there's only the question of acting as a bialin with it. Now, there's other inyanim, and that is that the Torah says that it should be lachem lo'ochla, which means the only use you can make of these peres is you're going to eat these peres. How about if I want to do business? No, lo'ochla v'lo schora. How about if I want to burn these peres? No, they're not for burning. They're dafka lo ochla. So that the primary use of a thing is the only way you're allowed to use it, to consume it. If it's a dye stuff, then that's the way that you consume it. But the Torah is limiting the way that you're going to be utilizing it. Some learn, the Ramban learns that there's a mitzvah asay in the Torah of the peres of Shvius should be lo ochla. Not that it's a heter, it's a chiyav. And you have a mitzvah, the araisa, bedafka, to eat the peres of Shvius, which of course makes a tremendous nafkamina about how to be noeg, with what chumras to be noeg on your shmita, because what many people do is, of course, they don't use any peres of shmita, of Shvius, because they don't have any peres of Shvius. Why don't they have any peres of Shvius? Ah, because the Rabbanan created a big problem. The problem is that there is an Isser called the Isser of Sfichim. Now, the Torah says you can take your Sfiach and you Sfiach means something that grows on its own. So let's say you have seeds that have fallen down or things that grow, they grow on their own, and every year things will grow up on their own. Since people started pretending that these, oh, I'm just having these things because they grew on their own, where actually they had planted these veggies and so on, and they planted this wheat, the Chachamim asserted any plantable sefiach. Now, obviously, that does not include fruit of a tree. There'd be no way for you to get svichim, to encourage svichim on the tree. So if you have fruit that grow, they will have kedusha shvias. If you have other things, vegetables, or legumes, or grain, then they will be also because of the Yisid Rabbanan called Svich. Now, we also have a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, which some are masmich on the Pasuk of Bechor Shevakatzir Tishbot. We have a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that 30 days before Shemitah, you are not allowed to prepare the ground for the Inyanim of Shemitah. The Chachamim added to that. And they said, forget about 30 days. Even from Pesach, when it comes to preparing the ground through Harisha, if you're talking about a grain field, or even from Shavuos, if you're talking about trees, those are usher before Shemitah as well. However, the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai was only said at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, then the entire halacha of the Tosefos of Shviyas is no longer true as halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Originally, the Gezeirah d'Rabbanan remained in effect from Pesach, from Shavuos, but then when things got tough, what happened was that there started being a lot of economic pressures and so on. So then they were mevatel the halacha of the extra time. This was a takona that was made to be mekel, and that you're allowed to continue to grow all the way up until Shemitah itself. And that was a takona of Rabbi Gamliel of Beis Dinai. And this is a much later takona. This is the Rabbi Gamliel who is the generation after, the son of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So because of that, the first Mishnah that we have was written prior to that Gezerah. And therefore, it is no longer applicable. And the Masechet begins with Erev Shviyas. Ad ematai chorshim b'stei ha'ilan Erev Shviyit. Bet Shammai omrim kol zman shu yafel apri. As long as by doing Harisha, you will be benefiting the last year's growth, the sixth year's growth. So then, because you're bringing more nutrients, you're bringing more water to the base of the tree by doing a harisha, as long as it's good for the Shana HaShishit, that's how long you can do it. Beit Shammai Omrim, Kozman Shuyah for the pri. Beit Hillel Omrim, Ad HaTzeret. But the Chachomim were Koveya Ashir. Again, this is not Nogea anymore because, unfortunately, we haven't gotten around to building a Beis HaMikdash yet. Hopefully for this year, it will still be at least partially Nogea. So because of that, it's not Nogea. But Beis Hillel says where it was Nogea, this is the father of the one who was Mevatel the Mishnah, is writing this Mishnah now. So this is Rebbe, the father of Rebbe Gamliel, who ended up canceling out this Mishnah. But Beit Hillel Omrim Ad HaTzeret. And the truth is, it's basically the same general time. Because Krovim Divrei Elu Liyot Kedivrei Elu. When Beit Shammai says that it's as long as it's good for the fruit of the sixth year, that is generally the case. It's generally good for the fruit of the sixth year until HaTzeret. It's just that Beit Hillel is both Mekel and Machmer in this case. Actually, the Yerushalmi had asked, well, why don't we bring this as a case where Beit Hillel is being Machmer? And it turns out because sometimes it's Machmer and sometimes it's Mekel. So in other words, sometimes depending on the weather of that year, if you have to stop it at Seret, Beit Shammai would have said, no, you don't have to stop it by Seret. It's still good for the fruit. And sometimes vice versa. What do you mean? You don't have it till at Seret. Says Beit Shammai, it's already past the time that it would be beneficial for the fruit of the Shishis. So therefore, we don't list this in the Mishnah that lists the Chumre Beis Hillel and the Kule Beis Shammai, because it isn't stated as a Kula or Chumre. And therefore, both of these Shiurim are essentially the same time of the year. Now, what defines a Soda of trees? That we'll see, Bezrat Hashem, in the next Mishnah.